A recording by Grinning Pup.
Hey, you must be Evan's dad. Yeah, my son Liam won't stop talking about your kid's Pokemon collection. From memory, you're a soccer legend, right? At least that's what he tells me. Well, pleasure to meet you. I don't follow soccer, but I appreciate the skill that goes into it. I know Evan thinks the world of you. Yeah, no, sometimes you don't hear it from the horse's mouth, but they're thinking it. Beer? So, how often do you get roped into these things? Same. When we're not hosting, I think Liam sees me as a mix between his personal chef and an Uber driver. No, I don't mind it. He's only going to depend on me for a short while before I become a nuisance, so make the most of it. If you don't mind my asking, how long's it been? 2 years. Three for me. My ex is still around, but we're figuring stuff out. It's weird, right? The whole single dad thing. Don't get me wrong, I love my son more than anything, but some days I wonder whether I was cut out to be a dad. Hey, Liam! Liam! Don't run that close to the pool. I swear that kid has a death wish. Not like yours. I'm glad Evan's there to even him out. Burger? I'd say I'm a master of the grill, but that would be a total lie. Oh, yeah. If you like your meat overcooked and covered in char, call me chef. Oh, really? By all means, I'm happy to learn. Show me a grill master. Wow. Just wow. You're right. There is an act to it. This is the best burger I think I've ever eaten. Oh? Mm-hmm. I'm sure I'd love to see you work your hot dog too sometime. Thanks for the burger. It's really delicious. Yeah, I made the buns myself. I'm a baker, so didn't think I'd spend money on the cheap ones when I can make them myself. Oh? You like my buns, huh? Mm-hmm. Look at them. Our boys playing together. To think that moments like this are going to be core memories when they're older. Maybe they'll grow up together. I think that was something I needed to adjust to. I don't know whether you felt the same. Well, how your friendship circle changes to be other parents in your child's life. You move away from people you already know. And I don't know, it's just crazy. Well, yeah, you aren't joking. There's no point in going to a playground if there aren't any hot dills to check out. Hey, Liam wanted a pool party, not me. Though I'm sure you didn't think twice about stepping into that Speedo. Come on, guy like you, nothing to hide. I don't mean anything by it. Liam! Nuh-uh. You put that down. Sorry. Excuse me. Liam, you put that down right now.
Thanks for coming, Jean.
Bye, Melanie. Did Evan speak to you? Liam wants a sleepover. Yeah, tonight. I don't mind having them both. Liam's bed has a pull-out and it'll give you a break for the night. Sure. You're welcome to stay too if you want. My bed doesn't have a pull-out, though. Sorry. Of course. The sofa. Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking. Sleepover it is, then. Let's get the boys in and we can decide what we want to do. This way, I'll show you around. Right. The boys aren't asleep, and let's face it, they aren't going to be for a while. So what do you want to do? I've got video games, I've got trivia, I've got more beer or something harder. Whatever you fancy. Awesome. Sure. Yeah, I'm up for that. I might get out of these trunks, though, and get into something a bit more comfortable. Did you want to borrow some joggers and a tee, maybe? Great. Okay, cool. Through here. This should fit you. Yeah, a boyfriend size. It's one of my favorites. Did you want me to give you some privacy or... Okay. You've got no shame, huh? Sorry. I don't mean to stare. It's been a while, you know? You too. Yeah, it sucks. I don't even mention it half the time. So many guys end up grilling you about it or assuming you're straight because of it. Super tiring to answer over and over. Comfy? Great. I mean, you look great. I mean it. So they're a little baggy on you. I like that. Yeah. A movie? This way. With incredible desires for love and vengeance.
Oh, well then.
Oh, that's me beat. And it sounds like the boys are asleep too. I'll just pop my head through the door and check that neither of them has eaten the other. All clear. Lights out. Right. Tell you what. You can have my bed. I'll sleep on the sofa. No. It's the least I can do. I get to sleep in it every night, and you're my guest, so please, don't worry. I only changed the sheets yesterday. Will that be okay? Okay. Great. Hmm? No, I don't mind that at all. I sleep nude all the time. Let the dogs breathe, so to speak. Well, all right. I'll leave you to it. Good night.